just maintain quietness as you meditate on His law. Lord, I do not place my faith in my own right. For your mercy is my helpline in the earth and my lifeline throughout all eternity. Lord, I do not place my faith in my own wrath. Hey! Lord, I place my faith in your mercy alone. Mashabadabala. Lifeline throughout all eternity. Is my helpline in the earth and my lifeline throughout all eternity. Lift your hand. Whisper that name, Jesus. I see the one you have placed your faith in, you have placed your trust in, you have placed your confidence in. I see him changing your story right now. I see him changing your situation right now. You came in here with pressure. I see that pressure being dissolved right now. In that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. How you came here today, but you are living here with something. You are living here with a change, a turnaround. in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. For Lord, may I decrease that you may increase. May you be the Lord of all of him and none of me. This manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Effective prayer components, part 2. Our objective this morning is to understand the various components that make up effective and productive prayer. Many people pray, but not everybody gets results. Many people pray, but not everybody sees answer. What are the secrets of effective and productive prayer? You know, chemical solutions, or in fact, products, they have ingredients. They have what they call the solvent, which is the liquid, and then the solute, which is what is mixed with the liquid, and then you have the enzymes, you have additives, you have coloring agents, you have flavoring agents. If you take a bottle of malt, for example, there are various ingredients that make it the same. And if it is the same brand of malt, if it was done this year or done in 10 years' time, for as long as the components are the same, the taste is the same, the result is the same. That is how it is in the spiritual journey. If we combine the same ingredients, we'll arrive at the same result.
What are the ingredients that must combine for prayer to produce result? Number one is a buoyant relationship with God. A buoyant relationship. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 15. Now, we read already in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 where he said, our Father which art in heaven, our Father, our Father, our Father, our Father. Romans chapter 8 verse 15, he said, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. He must be your heavenly Father, not your heavenly banker, not your heavenly lender, not even your heavenly benefactor. Earlier on, we said that relationship is the basis of requests. You don't make requests except you are a beggar from someone you have no relationship with. Here we are adding to this that those who seek the face of God get more results than those who seek his hand. There are people who seek his face. That is relationship. There are people who seek his hand. That is request. Please listen to this. God is not looking for who will use him. He's looking for who will respond to his love. There are many people looking for a God to use to achieve their purposes and aims on it. God is not looking for who will use him. He's looking for who will respond to his love. And listen to this. If he does not know your voice in times of peace, he won't respond to your voice in times of need. There are people who only go to God in times of need. If he doesn't know your voice in times of peace, he can't respond to your voice in times of need. That is why some people are in situations where they say, I shouted Jesus, I did this and nothing. Very important. But a buoyant relationship with God is the foundation for effective prayer. Number two is the consciousness of the faithfulness of God. The consciousness of the faithfulness of God. Psalm 89. Verse 33 to 34. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn in my holiness that I will not lie to David. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Earlier on, we said that the knowledge that God has not called anyone to seek him in vain It empowers effective prayer. I'll add this to it. The knowledge of the dependability and reliability. The knowledge of the dependability and reliability of God imparts a confident assurance at the place of prayer. The knowledge of the reliability, the dependability of God, it imparts upon you a confident assurance at the place of prayer. God is dependable. God is reliable. I saw what he did in my own life before, and I can hear what he did in the life of others. On the basis of that, I am praying because he will do it. When you have a buoyant relationship with God, and you are conscious that God is faithful, you are conscious that you are not wasting your time, it makes prayer effective. Number three is the revelation of the word. The revelation. Please help me handle all sounds. Baby sounds, any form of sound that is interfering. The revelation of the word. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well, I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. Hosea chapter 14 verse 2 said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. We said in the first service that the word of God is fuel for prayer. Here we shall make you to understand that the word of God is a trigger for prayer. And I will show you why that is so. It triggers prayer. Why? Because the word of God arms you with prayer objective, prayer object, prayer focus, prayer item. Out of scripture, you know what to pray for and how to pray it. It arms you. Why is the word of God a trigger for prayer? Because the word of God reveals to you God's expectation for your life. That naturally pushes you into prayer. You see where you are and you see where God wants you to be. This is where you are and this is where God's word said you should be. It pushes you into intercession until you step there. It's a trigger for prayer. The word of God is a trigger for prayer. Thirdly, because it shows you the exploits and the results of the sins that are before you. The exploits of men like Paul the Apostle, Elijah, Isaiah, and so on. Even Ruth. Even those who were not preachers like Joseph, like Daniel. It shows you their exploits and their results in their time. And once you see that, it pushes you into prayer. The revelation of the word. And the Bible is more like a bill of rights and privileges in God. The knowledge of God's will. The more worded you are, the more prayer loaded you are. Prayer is like the general purpose machine gun, and the word is like the bullets of the machine gun. It is when you arm the gun with the bullets that you cause devastation.
in the kingdom of darkness. Am I communicating at all? A bulletless gun is a useless gun. And gunless bullet is useless in bare hands. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Lift up your right hand and just pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. In Jesus' precious name, the revelation of the word is the number 3 ingredient. Don't just study the Bible. Every time you get light and insight from scripture, let it push you into prayer. Even if it is an utterance, a line or 2 or 3 in prayer, let it push you into prayer. Let revelation place upon you responsibility. Prayer responsibility, action responsibility. Fourthly, 4th ingredient is the knowledge of God's will. The knowledge of God's will. When you know what God wants to do, it makes prayer compulsory. The knowledge of God's will. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, we said, this is the confidence we had. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. The knowledge of God's will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. That is the major body of prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. I had said that the will of God is answered prayer that is waiting for somebody to pray it. Hello? If it is the will of God to cause a revival in Nigeria and to take that revival and spread fire on the earth, and somebody discovers that is what God wants, that desire of God is already an answer waiting to be prayed. That was why Elijah succeeded in Israel, in calling down fire and sentencing the prophets of Baal to death. Because that was what God wanted to do in the land. And he was looking for somebody to partner with. When you know what God wants, prayer becomes fun. Am I communicating at all? It becomes a hobby. It becomes an enjoyment. You are no longer worrying. You are winning at the place of prayer. Am I speaking to somebody? I said earlier on that prayer victory begins where the will of God is known. If I know what God wants for my life, I step in before God and I say, this is what you want for my life. 1 zillion devils, 1 quadrillion scintillion demons, whether they are from my village or from any other of the neighboring village, there are neighboring village demons. it doesn't matter where they are, too helpless, because I am not the one who want this thing. It is God who want it. I am only joining forces with God to make his want happen. Is God speaking to anybody here? That is why, and whatever it takes you to know what God wants, it's not a waste of time. Any amount of time, any amount of prayer, any amount of fasting, any amount of study it takes you to know what God wants is not a waste of time. That was why Jesus used almost 30 years to concretize the details of what the Father wanted. And he achieved it with only 3 years. 3.5 years. Alright? Please take your seat. But listen to this point I'm about to make. The next thing I want you to know is that God does everything
according to the counsel of his will. The will of God advises him.
The will, what he already established, he does according to
the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 and in verse 12. He said, in whom also, verse 11, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
He does everything after the advice of his will.
Somebody is coming. And he said, Lord, I am stepping into politics and I'm going to change the country through politics. And the Lord will consult his will. What was the original plan for this man? What did I want originally? Okay. Businessman in multiple millions who will build a lot of churches and impact his generation. And he says he wants to do politics to change the country. Prayer not answered. He is from the spiritual Oyo State on your own. O-Y-O. From on your own. He will consult his will in order to finalize the answer.
All my mates are pastors. I want to become a pastor.
What was my original plan for this man? Consult the will, the plan, the blueprint. Oh no, that was not the plan for him. The plan for is this and that and that. Okay, if you fast until you cut your stomach, you can't be a pastor. And even if you are a pastor, you are on your own. You are just do your own gimmicks and gather the people. No wonder some people go to every extent to get power to do church. He does everything after the counsel of his will. So when the will is consulted and the will is presented, the journey is exciting.
Do you want to marry the will of God? That kind of language does not exist these days. Doesn't exist these days. People are finding who to finding and just finding. Their eyes is giving them wife. Their wisdom is giving them husband. They are all manner. And then they are wondering why things are not working. Why are things not working? Why are things not working? You see a lot of marriage breaking. People marry today, they want to divorce tomorrow. Where were you looking before you married? You married today. It's under 1 month you are talking about divorce. 1 year, it's over.
Very, very rare before you see marital examples today, including inside the church. Question is, how many people took time to find out from God whether they were in the right direction? The man is rich today. Oh, I marry him. The girl is fine today. There are fine people outside that are ugly vultures inside. You can't dare the character they have inside. There are rich people today who will be very, very poor tomorrow.
And you marry the present, you don't have an idea of the future. You marry the container, you have no idea of the content. And there is one who understands both the future and the content. His name is Jehovah.
Somebody say amen.
Lift up your right and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to align with your will in all things in my life. I receive that grace now.
In Jesus' name. Take your seat, and I wrote this, is very a bit poetic. I said to follow his will is to end with the win. W-I-N.
His will makes you win. You can't lose. You can't lose. You can't lose. You can't follow his will and not end with the win. You follow the will, you end with the win. You win the game. Whether it's at the place of prayer or whether it is in life generally, you win. Alignment with his will is alignment for victory. I told you the story before of a millionaire, dollar millionaire in Kenneth Hagin's ministry, who told Kenneth Hagin that he had never invested and done a wrong investment. He has never lost one penny or $1 or whatever inside a business. And the man of God said, what? Is it possible to be in business and not lose one CC, as we say here? What do you do? He said, in my room, in my house, I have a penthouse up. It's my Holy of Holies prayer room. He said, when I have a business proposal, when I have a decision, I go up there. I pray until I am sure that God wants me to invest. He said, if I have a green light, I invest. If I hear yes, I invest. He said, if I hear no, I don't invest. He said, if I don't hear anything, I wait. In God, silence is not consent to. Among human beings, silence may be consent. Did you eat that food or not? Did you eat that food in the kitchen that was left? Are you the one who ate it or not? That means he's the one. Not with God, though. Should I marry this girl? God's silence is not consent at all. Am I to invest in this business? He's saying to you, I don't have anything to say to you now. His silence means, hold on. His silence means, no communication yet. Hallelujah. Beloved, alignment with the will of God is alignment for victory. Will you lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to be aligned with your will in everything I do. I receive that grace, Lord, in Jesus' name. The final key, the final ingredient, please don't forget, the first one is a buoyant relationship with God. You cannot be asking God for things when you have no relationship with him. He doesn't know your voice in the time of peace. He cannot respond to it in the time of need. The consciousness of the faithfulness of God, that God is too reliable to fail, dependable to deceive. And thirdly, we have the revelation of the world that is both the fuel and the trigger for prayer. And then the knowledge of God's will, which is literally answered prayer waiting to be prayed. And then, of course, vibrant faith in God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. He said, be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Faith and patience. You inherit the promise. Now, first of all, we had earlier on said that the faith of prayer determines the weight of prayer. How heavy is a prayer? It is determined by the faith component of the prayer. That, not the length of prayer. The length is not bad, but the faith inside the prayer is what determines the weight it carries. And then I'll say after that, that faith is the arm that receives supplies from the Almighty in the world of the Spirit. Faith is the arm. The way you want to receive something from somebody, you stretch out your hand. In the realm of the Spirit, you stretch out your faith to receive. Faith is the arm that receives
supernatural supplies or supplies from the Almighty in the world of the Spirit. That is why when you run out of faith, you run out of supplies. Question is, and let me answer it quickly, because faith is something that is a mystery to everybody. How can I have faith? Very simple. For whatever you are trusting God for, anything, out of this Bible, you opened it, because it says faith come by hearing, hearing by the word. So outside, inside the Bible, you got a revelation, a light, something that shows you why what you are asking is possible. Revelation. That revelation from the word led to conviction. You are convinced this is possible. That conviction leads you to declarations. You are speaking it to yourself and speaking it to God at the place of prayer. That declaration manifests into positive actions. You begin to act it. For example, you have trusted God that you have a job. You are not going to sit at home and be lazy at home. You have prayed about the job, so you hit the road running. When people going to work, wake up in the morning, you wake up and you are on your way. Where are you going? I'm going to work. Which work? I'll let you know when I'm back. All right. When you function like that, you are stretching out a supernatural arm to receive from the Almighty. That is revelation plus conviction plus declaration plus action equals manifestation. It equals possession. It works all the time. The woman with the issue of blood had faith, but she didn't sit down at home. She said with her mouth, if I can but touch. She didn't stop with the talking. She went and did the touching. Stand up on your feet. Faith is not complete until action is identified. What to do? In that journey, you have seen what God said. What God said has fired in you conviction. The conviction has made you to declare authoritatively, because we have been the same spirit of faith. We have believed and therefore we have spoken. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. And the declaration moves you to action, because faith without works is dead. So, there is something that you are doing. And once all that is merged together, results are compulsory. Somebody say amen. About 26 years ago, I came back from the teaching hospital where I was working. And my wife said she has miscarriage and that she has bled for 3 days. I was on a 3-day call at the obstetrics and gynecology labor room and then the labor ward call for 72 hours. And then she said she has miscarried. How can I be there taking care of other women, assisting and taking deliveries and all that kind of a thing, and my own wife is at home and the pregnancy she carried is aborted after 3 months? And I said, no, you didn't. There's no miscarriage. There is nothing like that. Can I have water to bath, please? And she's looking at me like, what kind of wicked man is this? Maybe. I just told you I had miscarriage and you are telling me there is nothing like that. You want to bathe? Then I looked at her in the eyes and I said, 1 trillion demons can push down that child. 1 quadrillion demons. I said, even if Satan should manufacture new devils, they can't push down that child. I don't know whether I wasn't more rugged then than now. Can't push down that child.
Give me water to bath. That was our last discussion. Pregnancy proceeded. That was our last discussion on the subject. There was no way the child couldn't be born. Beloved brothers and sisters, when you are talking of, so if you have not identified what to do, faith is not complete. There is something rugged, physical steps, declarations to make. That is that realm. Because when you say faith, many people are, how do I have it? How do I move with it? It's a very, very simple equation. You got the revelation. Revelation fired up in you conviction. Conviction proceeded in brutal declarations. And because God hears what you are saying. You say, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. He performed the counsel of his messenger and fulfills. Isaiah chapter 44 and in verse 26. Confirm the word of his servant, perform the counsel of his messenger. So he's waiting for what you are saying and what you are declaring. And then you put forth definite action. And action switches the power. It switches on the power. Virtue has gone out of me because somebody touched me. At that touch, bam, power switched on. Something is happening to somebody. I gave two counsels in the first service. Now, let me say this to you. Anyone who has ever been a victim of enemy harassment, hear this. The last time the devil harassed you shall be the last forever. Harassment with your health, harassment with matters of the fruit of the womb, what they call miscarriage, as I'm speaking right now, what they call miscarriage and whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, the last time you experience or your family experience that shall be the last forever. Lift up your hands everywhere. Maybe you try to exercise faith like I just mentioned, and the devil told you it cannot work. That devil is a liar. The Bible says, let God be true and let every devil, every man be a liar. And the last lie the devil told to you shall be the last forever. Shall be the last forever. Shall be the last forever. Lift up your hands. Religiously. Don't pray just for the fulfillment of all righteousness. Pray and expect results. Second, I said, pray passionately. And when I say passionately, it's not just loudly. Passion is not the volume of the prayer, but the intensity of the prayer. The value added to the prayer. The value added to the prayer. Not prayer where you are answering phone calls permanently, sending text messages in between the prayer. No. Value added. Prayer that is worth it. Intense. Because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Time is up. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and give him the praise.
You are the name above.
Ah, man, shout out.
All names. You are worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Mahashomana Galaya.
Leperedebaya Gadaya Lahashta.
Appreciate him for the word you received today. Honor him, adore him, magnify him. Appreciate him for the word you received this afternoon. Father, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I honor you. I magnify you. I worship you. Be glorified. Be honored. Lift up your hands. Be glorified, Yahweh. Be glorified, Yahweh. Let my spirit worship you, Yahweh.
Let my spirit worship,
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh,
Yahweh. we are going to pray, I want you to pray it with authority. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, the number one on the list is your kingdom come. Your kingdom, your rule be established. Your reign in my life, in my family, in the work of my hands, establish your rule. Let the reign of the devil, the rule of the enemy be uprooted. Let the agenda of the enemy be uprooted. Establish your rule. Establish your reign. Are you ready? Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask today
that your rule
and your reign be established in my family, in my destiny, in the work of my hands, in the church, in dynamics, in the nation, in Nigeria, in our generation, and in our world. Say, Father, I ask that your rule and your reign be established in my life, in my family, in my destiny, in the work of my hands, in the church, in dynamics, in the nation, in Nigeria, in our generation, in our world. Say, Father, we ask, I ask that the rule and the reign of the enemy in my life, in my family, in the work of my hands, in the church, in dynamics, the nation, Nigeria, in our generation, be overthrown now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The second prayer, apart from the establishment of his rule, your purpose, your plan, your will, if God wants me to be there, no devil can keep me here. If God wants me up, no devil can keep me down. God wants me well, no devil can keep me sick. We are establishing this will. Lift your voice and say, Father, I ask for your perfect will and your plan and your purpose for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, for dynamics, for this nation, for Nigeria, for our generation to be established in the name of Jesus. I ask for your perfect will and your plan and your purpose for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, for dynamics, for the nation, for Nigeria, for our generation to be established in the name of Jesus. Right now, I decree, we decree that the agenda of the devil concerning my life, my family, my destiny, the church, dynamics, the nation, Nigeria, our generation, every agenda of darkness, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus, we declare you canceled, frustrated. Now, open your mouth and pray. Canceled, frustrated. Now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion fail not. Father, mercy upon our generation, upon this nation, upon my life. Lift your hands and pray for mercy. Say, Father, upon my life, upon my family, upon my destiny, upon the work of my hands, upon the church, upon dynamis, upon our nation, upon Nigeria, upon our generation. Mercy, 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 Lord. Let your mercy speak for us. Let your mercy swallow up the wrath of the enemy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak mercy. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands. I see the hand of God coming upon somebody's head. Shut it. Maintain quietness with the hands. That's right. Is dismantling the rule of Satan in somebody's life. That's right. There is the arrest of the spirit of premature death. Whether for you, your family, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your loved one, it is arrested and returned back to hell in the name of Jesus. There is an arrest of a marital attack. An attack on a marriage is arrested right now. That arrow on the left-hand side of the chest, on the ear, the hip, and the chest affliction, whatever symptom of breathlessness or symptom of loss of smell or taste or anything that is around you right now, it is arrested and returned to hell.
Lift your hands.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lift your hands everywhere. Lay your hands. Shana mana mana maya. I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The only way God will not hear you today is if you regard iniquity in your heart. Pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, whatever you came here with today, and just rush forward here and surrender your life to Jesus. Come and make your ways right with Jesus quickly.
Oh Lord,
say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive forgiveness today. All of you standing with your hands on your chest, pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I come before you. I receive forgiveness for my sin. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody stand up on your feet and lift up your documents that you brought for impartation. Jesus, lift it high up.
The Bible says we all, as we are with an open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Every time we come into the presence of the Lord, change happens. Not only human beings are changed, things are changed. Remember the rod of Moses became an instrument of power, an instrument of deliverance in the presence of God. Lift it higher.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands, lay your hands, lay your hands, lay your hands.
Right now,
whatever is your expectation for what is in your hands, I declare the release of that expectation now. People are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. People are trusting God for establishment in career. People are trusting God for the next level, academically and otherwise. People are trusting God for healing in their bodies, marital settlement.
Whatever it is that is your expectation right now, I declare it is released.
As Moses dropped that stick, hold on, don't do it yet, in his hand before God, when he picked it up, it has already changed.
In this climate, I declare
a transformation of what is in your hands. Can drop it where you are right now in the name of Jesus, and then pick it up with a shout of victory.
In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I prophesy.
The change you are waiting for just arrived. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. Your harvest will look for you from the north and the south and the east and the west. What is yours, no devil shall take. I call it down in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Pick up your offerings. Those in the front, please remain. Pick up your offerings, your tithes, your pledges, and let's honor God.
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you. I enter to honor
harvest. Whatever is yours, wherever they are, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, they shall look for you. Systems are put under pressure. They lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Holy Lord,
your name is Holy Lord.
Oh,
Wednesday, we saw the open heaven dimension of prayer. This Wednesday, we shall see other dimensions, very, very critical dimensions needed for life and destiny. This Wednesday, coming Sunday will be a Thanksgiving service and testimony service, and several things will be dedicated and released that day, and you will be told. But I declare to you that this month is not permitted to pass until all that is yours enters your hands. We have a very quick church workforce meeting, home church congress, very, very quick at the end of this service. And I believe that the Lord shall help us. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Take your seat. Now stand with a shout of praise. Lift your hands high, first timers and newcomers. Step forward and let's receive.
As you live here today, as you go into the new week, the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you.
Hey! I said, as you live here today, as you step into the new week,
the Lord bless you.
Adonai keep you.
El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. Be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
In everything you do, I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and give you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. Ooh, and be gracious unto you. And be, and be, and be.
The Lord lift up
his countenance on you and give you. Return with your testimonies in Jesus' name.